This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, more than 498,000 people have died from COVID-19, more than 125,000 in the United States. The number of infections globally is approaching 10 million and 2.5 million in the United States. For many states and counties in the U.S., the dark days of the coronavirus pandemic in April unfolded on their television screens, not on their doorsteps. But now, some places that appear to have avoided the worst are now seeing surges of infections. As worries shift from major cities to rural areas, much of the focus of the concern of the United States is entering a dangerous new phase has been on Sunbelt states that are reporting thousands of new cases each day. But the worrying trend is also happening in places like Kansas. In early June, Kansas looked to be bringing its outbreak under control, but its daily reported case numbers have more than doubled in recent weeks. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has called off campaign events in Florida and Arizona for this coming week as the states experience a surge in new coronavirus cases. The White House says Pence will still travel to those states to meet their governors and health teams. Florida and Arizona have set records for new confirmed infections in recent days. And Pence is traveling to Dallas on Sunday to attend a Celebrate Freedom rally at First Baptist Church, Dallas, before meeting with the Texas Governor Greg Abbott. But political events in Arizona on Tuesday and Florida on Thursday have been pushed off altogether. After weeks of anxiously waiting and preparing, Arizona nurses and doctors find themselves on the front lines of the coronavirus as it rips through the state. It's one of the world's newest coronavirus hotspots. This is VOA News. The Brazilian government has announced an agreement with Oxford University and pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca to produce a promising coronavirus vaccine that is undergoing tests. Brazilian health ministry authorities said Saturday that the country will pay $127 million and receive material to produce 30.4 million doses in two batches in December and January, which would allow it to quickly start inoculation efforts if the vaccine is certified to be safe and effective. The total deal is for 100 million vaccines for a country of about 210 million residents. Brazil, where coronavirus infections are still on the rise, counts more than 1 million confirmed cases and more than 56,000 fatalities. South Korea has confirmed 62 additional cases of the coronavirus over a 24-hour period as the country continues to grapple with new clusters after easing social distancing rules. The additional cases reported Sunday took the total to 12,715 with 282 deaths. The Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says more than 11,000 of them have recovered, while more than 1,000 remain in quarantine for COVID-19 treatment. The agency says 40 of the newly reported cases were domestically infected, while the rest came from overseas. China is reporting 17 new confirmed cases, all but three from domestic transmission in Beijing, which has seen a recent spike in coronavirus infections. Authorities say tests on employees at Beijing hair and beauty salons have found no positive cases so far. While COVID-19 has once again dominated the news in the U.S., the movement to combat racism and weekly protests continue against police brutality. Most recently, thousands of demonstrators gathered outside a suburban Denver police building to call for justice in the death of Elijah McClain. He's a 23-year-old black man put into a chokehold by police last year. McClain suffered a cardiac arrest on the way to the hospital and was later declared brain dead and removed from life support. His death last August has prompted a handful of small protests over the last 10 months, but his case has garnered renewed attention amid a global outcry sparked by George Floyd's death. That was in police custody in Minneapolis last month. The Denver Post reports that Saturday's demonstrations in Aurora were organized by the Denver chapter of the Party for Socialism and Liberation. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.